Personal Independence Payment, or PIP, is a lifeline providing support for basic needs such as housing, transport, food and heating. As complex and flawed as the PIP process can be and often is, disability benefits in general offer a safety net, an assurance from the welfare state that society's most vulnerable will be protected. Recent proposals from Rishi Sunak fly in the face of that objective. The Tories' proposed reform of the system, including stopping regular cash payments, is an immoral attack on those with disabilities. If these reforms are foisted in turn on the North by executive parties, as happened with welfare reform, the outcome will be ruinous. As we've heard already this morning, the legacy of the conflict has resulted in a much higher prevalence of long-term illness and disability here than in Britain. We've also some of the worst outcomes for people with disabilities. A series of unprecedented budget cuts in recent years, including the loss of European Social Fund, has seen disabled people disproportionately impacted. Overnight, services like Action Mental Health in my own constituency disappeared, stripping many disabled people of loving, supportive community network. Vital organisations were gone in an instant, and the most vulnerable were left high and dry. Cuts to discretionary housing payments were devastating for those reliant on disability benefits, unable to meet the shortfall in ever-increasing rental costs. Executive parties promised to overturn these cuts and many others made in their absence. Instead, the budget has copper-fastened decisions like these around DHPs, which have been a key contributory factor in rising homelessness. It's deeply concerning that upon witnessing an increase in the number of claimants with a mental health condition, the first reaction of a Tory government isn't how can we improve the lives of those suffering, but rather how do we tackle benefit scroungers. It's really troubling to see such blatant disregard for people laid bare. The British government don't care about tackling the underlying issues of poor mental health. They care only about cutting costs, even if those cuts cost lives. These aren't reforms, they're regressive measures that threaten the well-being of society's most vulnerable, dystopian and destructive by design. These callous proposals must be opposed at all costs.